This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome this beautiful Saturday morning in sunny, burning up California with Todd Cunin and Fred Penny here at Radio Law Talk. Again, one of the most exciting radio shows on the earth, with the exception of what, Todd? The alien shows?
The alien shows, obviously, are the ones that take the cake. But, you know, right. And we're trying to book some aliens on the show, so, you know. But
right.
Apparently our email connection with other galaxies is...
Just came in.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Okay.
It says... I think not.
Okay, all right. That's okay. The way it is.
That sounded like Mork and Mindy.
Nanu.
How much money's in it for me?
That's it. Speaking of money, we're going to have a great time today. Todd and I are flying semi-solo. That solo would be one, but
flying
duo today. But that's okay. Chris Rodriguez and Denise Sturks are out busy today. We have Cal Hunter behind the glass. Thank you, Cal, for producing our show. We have some really cool things to talk about today. We're going to talk about probably one of the most important things is Charlie Sheen having a rough go of it because he had to. What happens when you're divorced and you have child custody? What you have to do is you have to. I'm opening the door for Denise. She just showed up. We thought she was sick, but no, here she is. She's coming in. So anyway, to make a long story short, when you have financial problems or financial issues during a divorce or after a divorce and you have child custody, if your financial situation changes, you can always go to the judge and ask for... Hey, a little bit of leniency. I can't pay my child support.
Well,
I need
modification.
To pay modification. And this is the modification. And what happens during the modification is they have to file papers and say why they're going to modify it. So we're going to talk about Charlie Sheen and why he needs to modify his, quote, child support because he's having some issues. And I'm sure we all feel sorry for him. But we're also going to talk about one thing that that I'm glad we're talking about now because Rodriguez is not here. And that is we're going to talk about Harvard Law School being sued. Not law school. Harvard School being sued for administration issues of being discriminatory one way or the other of not allowing certain people into their school. And the first thing I ask myself is how the heck did Rodriguez get into Harvard? Because one of the issues is if you're a docent and somehow they're arguing if you're kind of one of the main money givers, your kids have a good chance of getting in. And I know from Winters, California, that's probably how Harvard Rodriguez got in. Because I'm sure it was big money that rolled in from Winters to get him into Harvard. So
I was just playing Chris's Welcome to the Field song. Now, Denise, Fred raised a question about Charlie Sheen.
You know,
So my only question on this, and I thought we'd just get it out right now, is since he only has, you know, $10 million left,
how does he survive?
Yeah. Can he, if he has to file an order with the court, can he ask his ex-wife to pay his legal expenses? I mean, what if he can't afford his lawyer to file them?
Okay, well, only if she, if they, there's two ex-wives involved
right.
and there's four kids.
Right.
But only if they do something wrong would they be likely to have to pay any attorney fees and sanctions. It's going to also depend on disparity of income. So we should get into all of that when we talk about the story because there's a lot he has to show. It's not going to be just a pass for him. He's going to have to really come out with the burden of proof to show certain things in order to get a reduction in this.
I would be curious by the time we get to that to know how old are his kids now, anyway?
Yeah, I'm going to.
I'm curious how old they are.
It mentions it. Yeah. By the way, he does have another child that's 33. three
yes.
from a high school sweetheart. But the interesting thing is, I know you say, oh, poor Charlie, he only has $10 million. I'll put nickels to dollars on it that the child support's pretty darn high. It's not the typical child support like you see in a normal situation. Okay, $2,500 a month or something. I bet it's some sort of outrageous, super high child support.
I think it's in the $100,000s a month.
I don't want to. You know, I'll wait and say it when we cover the issue.
Yeah. Oh, you know the answer. Yay.
No, just about his income. We say $10 million. The guy's still making money. He's got a credits list that's so long. He's making royalties off Two and a Half Men that's in syndication. So he's still making money on that. He's making money on anger management. He's getting residuals for all the movies
that he's done.
I mean, when he says, I'm down to $10 million, I'm sorry, pal. You're not. You still have cash flow. All right.
Right.
So,
but remember, this is also a guy who shot his fiance in the arm accidentally, and back in 1990, she broke off the engagement shortly thereafter. But he accidentally shot his own girlfriend in the arm.
Let's just put. I think the one thing we can agree on, Charlie Sheen, right now,
I didn't know that.
His catchphrase is probably no longer winning.
Well, yes,
it's now losing.
Losing. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to have case or no case, which is the most popular thing. But we would like to welcome officially. This is the first week that we are being carried by the Armed Forces Radio Network. Where's the clapping? We want to hear the clap. Oh, that's
cool,
the alien.
That? No.
That's the alien email.
Well,
there's the clapping.
Yeah.
So welcome, Armed Forces Radio Network. Those of you who are going to be listening to us worldwide, all over the world on different continents, we are going to be heard, so we can be heard at different times. Because, you know, in Afghanistan or in Germany, it's a different time.
Philippines.
Yeah, we're everywhere. It's going to be
everywhere.
So here's
exciting.
Here's what they're going to do. It's going to be Wednesdays, 1 to 4 p.m. we're going to be heard. And Wednesdays, 1 to 4 a.m. Eastern Time. And the reason we're heard during those times is we can flip, and no matter where you are in the world, at one time or another, you can hear us on Armed Forces Radio Network.
And if you're listening to us there, we still want your questions. You can send emails to info@radiolawtalk.com. You can tweet us. You can send a question on Facebook.
That's exactly
if you have
right.
legal questions or something that you'd like us to talk about on the program, we would welcome input from the people whom we honor, those who are serving our country around the world.
Thank you, the men and women in uniform. We appreciate that. But we're excited about that. So we're gaining strength here. So we're also going to talk about the Manafort trial. I've actually been on the radio this past week on some other shows talking about Manafort trial, and Denise Todd and I have briefly discussed it during this past week. Guess what? Harvey Weinstein is in the news again. I know it's a shocker. Harvey Weinstein is in the news. We're going to talk about him. The Trump administration lawsuit about family separation issues of deported parents. We're going to briefly talk about that. Obviously, there's a lot of controversy about that.
Yeah, trying to shift the burden onto the ACLU, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're going to talk about that. Duck boats, safe or not? Lawsuits are saying no. Lawsuits about 2020 census. We're going to talk about that. Todd and I were talking about that a little bit earlier this morning. Don't forget, there is going to be some more same-sex lawsuits. Now it's a flower shop and a retirement home
right.
being sued for discriminating against same-sex couples. We're going to talk about that. Great story that we got to talk about that's going to be made into a movie, correct, Todd? We talked about that.
I believe so.
It's about the McDonald's, Monopoly game.
The McDonald's Monopoly game.
We love that. I'm sorry, my wife and my children, back when we, in the day when my kids were younger, we used to love to play that. And I'm telling you right now, I love to play it. I'm going to shout out for Safeway, a West Coast
I was going to say, you can get those a lot of places. It's kind of fun.
Yes.
I don't know if I can talk too much about McDonald's because the SEC might preclude me from doing that in as much as I dine there so frequently that apparently yes. I'm affecting the stock price.
You are.
But, well, we'll see. Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, so we're going to be back and talk about all those things. We're going to do case or no case when we come back. But, again, welcome Armed Forces Radio Network. I'm with Denise. Todd, myself, I'm Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We'll be right back.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for...
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Yeah, we're back with Denise Todd and myself, Fred Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. Again, welcome Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome Amargosa Valley. We haven't said hi to Amargosa Valley in quite some time. And Dallas.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Let's say hi to Dallas.
Come on.
What is it? It's KBDT. Big Talk
Big
Dallas?
Dallas Talk.
Big Dallas Talk.
KBDT.
Welcome, Dallas. We love having Dallas, Texas, and all you Texans over there. We love to talk about the law, and we like to have fun. But more than anything, we love case or no case. That's our favorite. That's everybody's favorite. Cal, get ready
to
roll
it. I'm starting to get more comments about it.
Case or no case.
Yay!
All right, before we get too deeply into this, I guess I should probably find my Google Doc and call up the score for case or no case.
Well, all I know, one thing, Cal.
Know the score?
Well,
yeah,
Cal,
I do, because I don't know where I'm at.
Guess what, Denise? You really lucked out for not being here last week, because Cal smoked me the first two. We decided to do three of them. I got 0 points on the first two.
I think I remember that, because you're like within 1 or 2 points of me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're close, you and I.
As it stands right now, Mr. Penny has 53 points.
Okay.
I got to make sure I get that. Yeah, 53. I'm looking at my little spreadsheet here. Denise holds at 52.
Ooh.
Mr. Kunin was 53 the week before, and then he got a 1, a 4, and a 2, is that correct?
Well,
yes. How'd you get a 4?
Because it
doubled.
Was double points for the second case or no case. And
which
I guessed.
Which I got 0.
And I guessed no case. I guessed that Cal was bluffing. And I won.
So, what does he have? Holy cow.
For 60.
You're at 60?
I'm at 60.
Lemon bar man.
Did Chris get anything?
Nope. It
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Chris does.
So he's holding at 31.
Yeah, he is holding at his, he has actually 29 points.
You know, we give a guy a break. We allow him to come in and make up points from nearly single digits to get back in the game. And what does he do with it? Oh, my gosh. Oh, thanks for the points, but I have better things to do.
Well, he's from Harvard.
Yeah, well, you know.
He claims to be competitive. Okay, whatever.
I'd love to see Rodriguez at a baseball game. It was a coach.
Okay,
you know the bats, you know, a little league? Can you see 9-year-olds out there playing and a bat flying out from the bullpen?
He usually coaches his son's basketball team. And basketball
his daughter.
He coaches his kids' basketball teams and stuff like that. I would love to sneak a GoPro into the arena where he's coaching one game, and just have it there and watch, and then edit that down and call it the Rodriguez Outburst.
Rodriguez Cam. We could get a Rodriguez
the Rod Cam.
The Rod Cam, and have all these. Because I'll tell you, I'm glad I have never refereed one of his games, because I can almost guarantee you that he'd be watching it from the locker room.
That's right. Exactly right. All right, let's roll it, Cal.
All right, here we go. Here we go for case or no case.
Yeah,
I take you now to our nation's capital, the great city of Washington, D.C., where a woman whose name I cannot properly pronounce enters a restaurant wearing a hijab.
Gotcha.
So she comes into the restaurant. A woman comes into the restaurant wearing a hijab, and the maitre d' says, "I'm sorry, madam, we do not serve your kind here."
What?
And so she sued under federal anti-discrimination law, would be Washington, D.C. So my question is, case or no case? Now, you look at it on the surface, and you say, come on, Cal, work with me. Give me something more than this. This is too obvious. Think about it. Remember where the case took place.
Washington, D.C.
Remember, this is a woman going into a restaurant wearing a hijab.
Well, we'll say what a hijab is. Some people probably don't know what
it is. I thought you said head bob.
No.
That could have been happening, too. You.
It's the facial cover that many Muslim women, I guess you'd say traditional Muslim women, wear as a tenet of their faith, so they can't be recognized by anyone but their family, and then only by their hands. The only way the children can recognize their mothers by looking at their hands.
Not their eyeballs?
Well, I'm just telling you what the theory behind the hijab is. Whether they can by looking them in the eye, I don't know.
Okay.
So the question is, Denise, in Washington, D.C. This is serious now. I want you to think about this. In Washington, D.C., can a person sue?
In federal court, yes, they can.
Okay.
The question becomes, is it a federal violation? Because the anti-discrimination laws really apply to governments, right? They don't really apply to people unless it's a state law, like we've seen with the Kate case, right?
Are you?
Todd, don't look away from me and look down.
We're not helping.
You're not giving me nothing.
She's asking for help.
Todd's like, what do you want from me?
This is why poker players wear sunglasses.
Todd's all, now we're collaborating?
You got to see Denise. She's looking at each of us like, what, you want us to help you? The first thing you got to figure out, Denise, is whether or not this is a case or no case. Okay.
So you're saying it is a case?
Well, I'm saying it could be because the facts are enough to be a case. But you always pull that too,
You've got the cards.
I am
not pulling anything. I'm just asking if it's a case or a no case. That's all I'm doing.
And does she win or not? Right?
Yeah. What's the outcome? Yeah.
Denise, go for it. What are you doing?
No case.
Man. Okay. Mr. Penny, your thoughts.
You know what? This irritates me.
I might change my answer.
There's really no facts. I mean, someone walks in, says, I don't feed, quote, we don't serve your kind, case, no case. It's like, okay.
It's basic, I'll give you that.
No, that is so basic. Well, the thing is, it's so basic, Cal, that it's just, it's just so basic that it's got to be a case. If it was something else, I'd say, if you had details.
Well, you got to stretch this out because now we're starting to get a little short of time.
So. I know. I'm thinking about it. Well, I got 30 seconds left.
I'll give you the option of changing your answer before the break.
Right now, you mean?
You have to change it before we take our break.
My answer is they have a case. It's a case, but I know there's a case, but they win.
Okay. Denise, do you wish to change your answer?
No.
Okay, you're going to stick with that.
I'm going to say it's not a case. You made it up because it is factually, it falls within that parameter, and you made it Washington, D.C., and there's no state laws in Washington, D.C., because Washington, D.C. is out of state, so it goes to the feds. Everything kind of fits really good.
Did you say state? You didn't say state.
He said Washington, D.C., and it's under federal law because there's no state law.
One of us is barred in D.C. here.
We'll be back.
Business needs growth to survive. And Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists. And Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-0. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-0. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-0. Again, call 916-BETTER-0 for Accelerate You.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump uses his weekly address to promote the administration's job growth efforts. As U.S. employers added 157,000 jobs in July.
When we invest in our workers, we are investing in our people.
We are investing in our communities, and we are investing in the American dream.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with Southeast Asian leaders in Singapore at the ASEAN summit this weekend. Secretary Pompeo says a nuclear-free North Korea remains a top priority for the United States. And he says Washington has become aware of reports that Russia has been allowing for joint ventures with North Korean firms and granting new work permits for North Korean guest workers. Actions that, if true, Secretary Pompeo says, would violate a U.N. Security Council resolution.
I want to remind every nation that has supported these resolutions that this is a serious issue and something that we will discuss with Moscow.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Fred said yes, so...
Okay, so this was my take.
It's my scenario.
This was my take. I think that this is... I'm going to use my words very carefully. I think that this is an actual incident that occurred. I do not believe you are making that up. This is an actual incident that occurred, that the individual went to the restaurant and that the maitre d' said, "We do not serve your kind here." The problem with this being a case for which she can get any recovery from a discriminatory standpoint is we don't know on these facts what was meant by the word kind. If the word kind referred to her gender, her race, her religion, any of that, all those that are protected classes, I think they have a case regardless of whether it is a government actor or a private actor. I think they've got that. However, by saying the word
go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
We're back. Cal, am I right or wrong? Am I going to have egg in my face or not?
Well, it's a great question, and the answer is yes and no. I was talking to Seth about this because Denise is right. This was a really critical case in its time. What I didn't tell you is that this case was filed in 1927.
Oh, my gosh.
That's when it's big stuff.
Because it's been law since then.
And it echoes forward to this day.
Yes. So it's a precedent that's stuck.
1927, in May of 1927.
Well, at least we got a point, Denise.
The woman, the case, you each got a point because it's a case. In May of 1927, she obtained, the woman who had the scale fall on her, obtained a jury verdict of for $6,000, which in 1927 was a lot of money.
Yeah,
right?
I won.
But.
Oh, no.
But
what's the but part?
The railroad appealed.
Oh, we're not talking about appeals.
And what? I asked the eventual outcome, right?
Oh, it goes all the way up to the Supreme Court.
And Judge Cardozo wrote for a 4-3 majority of the Court of Appeals, ruling that there was no negligence. Because the employees in helping the man board did not have a duty of care to Ms. Hausgraf. I'm just telling you what they ruled.
I know.
Because the employees were just helping the man on board, and there was not any foreseeable harm for helping a man with a package.
I'm going to win that case all day long in California.
The original jury verdict was overturned, and the railroad won the case.
Denise, you're spanking this.
And you want to hear what's funny about that? I had my professor did not deal with duty and cause separately. He dealt with duty and cause together. So when I said it was a cause issue, I got it wrong because I didn't learn duty separately from cause.
I can't wait till 2018.
But I got it right ultimately.
The lawyer standing up there in 1929. Look, here's the okay, let me just back up. Here's the issue here, and this is modern day. Did a dangerous condition exist that they knew about or should have known about, and was it foreseeable? The answer is, this scale sitting there was clearly not attached to the ground or to the wall properly, and therefore, once they dropped it on it, it fell over, hitting someone, they're negligent. In California, I'm winning that case 75% of the time. Maybe 80.
And this was in New York in 1927, and in one case you would have won, and in the appeal,
I get it.
You would have lost.
Just telling you,
and that's the interesting thing about this.
You know what the most important thing is, though?
You got 2 points.
I'm 49. I'm 2 points away.
At least I got 1 point.
I'm 2 points
away. I got 1 point.
You've got a chance for. You have a chance to tie Mr. Kunin in our next case or no case.
That's right.
So, oh my gosh! I get 1 point though, Cal. That puts me 1 point closer to.
Gets you 1 point closer. Yes, you have 45 now, but Denise has 49. And Todd Kunin has 51.
That's like Alabama football playing a high school and losing.
Well,
that was me. I'm Alabama.
Eventually, you get into the third quarter, and you realize the other team is stretching the lead.
No.
And you're thinking, what can I do?
No, what happened is I won with the touchdown, but they called it back.
Exactly.
That's what happened.
Called
I'm
it.
Alabama.
Touchdown disallowed.
Speaking of Alabama and calling something back and losing, let's talk about Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein. So he's got all these allegations against him, but there's a brand-new indictment that just came down accusing him of sexually assaulting another victim. Now is coming forth.
So this is the third victim far.
And this one, this carries up to, it can be up to life in prison. Mm-hmm. So he now faces a minimum of 10 years behind bars. Minimum.
If he's found guilty.
If he's found guilty, yeah.
This is for predatory sexual assault. It's not just merely sexual assault. It's predatory, meaning you're a predator.
Yeah, now this is, don't forget, this is alleged from a July 19, 2006 attack on a victim. But this is what I really want to bring up. And I'm so happy. I was thinking, should I bring this up? Because we're on the air and we have to be careful what we say. I know Rodriguez is not here, so I think we can temper ourselves. But this is very important. In a person
person brought this up when I was talking about the Weinstein case and the issues. And this is not, again, we're not political, but I had a woman clearly ask this question and look at me about it. And she said, quote, how can, because this comes down to one of the cases that he's being previously charged with is forcing oral sex on a person. And that's, what do you think the question this lady asked me was?
How do you do that?
How do you force oral
sex? How do you
sex?
Force it? Well, it depends on who's the recipient.
Hey, do we have any crickets? Can we have crickets? Do we have crickets? Find the crickets.
I do have crickets. I was going to put that up, I think the issue here is not a physical forcing as much as an emotional coercing and forcing. Is it not? Did I read that whole thing wrong?
But are you liable for that? Is that a criminal? And we don't have Todd Kunin here for the criminal lawyer, but is that a criminal act?
It's unwanted touching.
There's...
So
unwanted, but according to this, again, it was a lady said, how can you be forced to have oral sex? That's what she's like. I don't. I guess you can. I guess you can.
Well, I'm not going to describe it very much on the air because I don't
think
that's appropriate.
I guess you could. You're right.
I think it's both ways. It could you can be forced both ways.
Okay.
It's either to do it or to receive it.
So I guess
and not want to do either.
Yeah, there has been a lawsuit filed of a young man who claims that he was forced into sexual activity, and you would think with certain biological processes that had to take place, how is that possible?
Well, you know how that's possible? I've actually done research on
it. If they're drunk or something?
No, not just that. It's an involuntary reaction.
Of course.
It's involuntary reaction. It does not mean that it's consent.
Right. It wasn't a choice. Right.
No, I don't disagree with that. I'm just wondering. I think a normal person just says, okay, how does that happen? And so, but these lawsuits are coming down. And so this is an additional third one coming down on Harvey Weinstein that is just piling up again. You know, a lot of people sometimes when it rains, it pours. But this guy was very well known in the day. And let me tell you something interesting. So I love watching old movies and old things. And one of my favorite was Johnny Carson. I liked watching the Johnny Carson.
I love Johnny.
But what I used to watch, and I still go back and watch on YouTube, is the Kraft roasting by Dean Martin. What do they call it? The what roast? The
celebrity roast.
The celebrity roast by Dean Martin.
Hilarious.
And it had Bob Hope, and it has all the, you know, and always Dean Martin, they're making fun of him as a drunk. Hey, Dane, what's going on? And Dean would always be hosting it usually, and he was soused a lot. But anyway, they were talking about, it was Bob Hope or someone. I was watching it, and they're going, and he was ripping on. Oh, no, it was Don Rickles.
Don Rickles.
Oh, he was hilarious. And he's ripping on everybody, and he's roasting everyone. And he turns down, how about this young producer's down here sitting down here? What are you doing here? Why? How did you get up front? What's your name? Alan Weinstein? What's your name? Weinstein or something like that?
Oh.
And that was on this celebrity roast from like the 1970s or whatever.
Wow.
And that was, I was like, oh my gosh. And that was on YouTube, and I was like,
were they roasting, Johnny Carson?
They're roasting someone, but he just. But you know how Don Rickles points at people in the audience, and it was Weinstein that was sitting in front somehow, and he turned to him like, "Who are you? You some young punk producer? Who do you think you are?" And that was very interesting. I said, kind of like deja vu. But that. But anyway, go ahead. It was YouTube, and it's on the Celebrity Roast. It was put on by Kraft. But anyway, judges toss a lawsuit against Toyota over rats gnawing on car wiring. And I told you what I'm going to do is give you some interesting facts about this. Now, we've all know, I don't know if a lot of you are listening, but I've had issues with mice chewing on the my wires. Now, apparently what's happened is they've changed from a wiring that is kind of more petroleum-based to now it's soybean-based. And obviously,
and they're trying to do that to be green and, more, conscious of the environment and all of that. But the side effect of that is that they are now attractive to rodents.
That's exactly right. Toyota's argument is, by the way, it's not just us. It's industry-wide they're doing this. So we're not liable for this. So the judge throws the lawsuit out against Toyota. We're going to go over why. But here's an interesting thing. So I have a ranch in the mountains. And I was up at the ranch, and this was probably about a month ago. And I look at all the tractors. We have mini excavators. We have tractors. And the Wrangler
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh, for just shy of $10 million, it's like 99999 across. And so he's asking for the court to give him relief. Now, I don't know how much he pays per kid. They probably are not the same. They're two different wives, ex-wives that are involved. The oldest child, of course, she's 33. He no longer has to pay for her and hasn't had to pay for her since she was 18
I know friends
and graduated high school.
I know friends that are still paying for the 33-year-old children.
Yes, but they're not divorced.
I know. Yes. Sorry, Denise.
That's true. I get it, but not child support.
Yeah, I got it.
Just really quickly on that, Denise. Let's say, just hypothetically, somebody's paying $1,500 a month in child support for two kids, and one child is, say, 16, and the other child is, let's say, 6. On the child support order, would it be more common for it to be split, okay, it's $750 for each child, or would the amount per month be weighted more towards the younger child?
Well, there are programs that do that, and under these programs, they weight it toward the younger child.
So if he's paying different amounts, it could be based on the fact that the childs are all different ages. That could be one of the factors.
And he could have different timeshares with the children as
all
well.
Right. Good.
So, yes, that's exactly true. But what does he have to show? He has the burden of proof to show a material change of circumstances that would justify a decrease in the child support that he's paying. And, first of all, he's probably would be considered an unusual earner, a high-income earner, where he could deviate from guideline support based upon being a high-income earner. That's something that could have happened. So he's got to prove now that he's really in dire straits and that he doesn't have the money he has before. And let's say that he had he was making like $1.8 million per episode when he did the the Two and a Half Men.
Right.
That's per episode. How many episodes? Once a week.
That's a 20-episode deal usually. They do 20 in a year.
Right. So I think right away it's pretty easy for him to show he's had a reduction in income just by that mere fact. Will it be enough, though?
Hey, I tell you, just FYI, in February, his $10 million Southern California home was put up for sale. So he probably is going down in financial status. So,
but, Denise, I asked this question in a reply email earlier when we were discussing the case. Am I missing something that if a guy who's knocking down almost $35 million a year, why would he have a mortgage on a $10 million house?
Well, this guy,
I'm missing something here.
It could be that he lived to excess. We don't know that because that's not really. Let's put it this way. His ex-wives haven't pined in yet. Let them pine in and see what they're going to say. But expenditures really are not that relevant to child support. It can be a reason to deviate from guideline if somebody doesn't, you know, has to pay a high amount of money for their rental place or you know, they have high living expenses in that are unusual, that could deviate, but not when you're at the level of him.
Just a hypothetical for your question there, Cal. Let's say he goes to buy a house and his real estate agent says, and personal financier says, Charlie, you never stay more than 4 years in any house. Okay, if you buy this house outright for $10 million and the real estate market tanks and all you can get for it is $8 million, you're going to lose $2 million for living here for 5 years. If you do a mortgage on the house for 5 years, the most you will pay is X, and you could still sell it as a profit. So it may be a financial situation to as a hedge against losing some money. I know sometimes they choose to do that, but that could be a reason why he's got a mortgage. As
but from a simple money management standpoint,
you write off
debt,
your interest.
Yeah, but debt, when you have the opportunity to not be in debt, I just didn't get it. That was struck me as strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, just an update. He can't sell. He's having problems selling his house. So as of May of this year, it's rent. He's renting the house. So
he's renting it out.
He's renting it out. It's a Beverly Hills home. Up there, and
I looked at it. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I offered him 9.9.
They wouldn't take a two. They wouldn't take a two-party out-of-state post-dated check. I told them to go pound sand.
Well, it's not going to be $500 a month. I'm out.
Yeah,
you know what I say?
Okay,
we buy it, Denise, and we put Radio Law Talk in.
But Denise, you were talking about child support, and we got.
The really important thing here is that what does he have to file? He has to file a request for order to modify child support, and he has to file an income and expense declaration disclosing all of his income and all of his expenses. So those are the two things he has to file. Then he has to meet the burden of proof to show that there's been a material change of circumstances. And if he's down even $1 million, that would be considered perhaps a material change of circumstances that would justify a reduction in the child support.
So material goes to one of the things when we talk about material would be the amount. Look, if he's making $1.2 million an episode and all that, let's say he's got the same thing, and now he's only making $1.1 million an episode. Questionable whether or not that's material because
right.
his income fluctuates. It has to be something huge. If we put it in terms like so the average Joe paying child support, you go from, say, a $70,000 a year job, you lose that, and now you're working at Walmart for $36,000 a year. that's material.
That is material, but so would $20 million. You know, when he was working for the Two and a Half Men, all the way down to $10 million a year.
Yeah.
That is also material. That's half his income. So that would probably qualify for material and would make it. Now the question is too.
Like $70,000 or something a month. I mean, his monthlies were crazy out of his child support. A lot of money.
Yeah,
Johnny Depp.
They're a lot. Yeah.
Nothing like Johnny
Depp. They got to be close to $100,000.
Yeah.
That's what my guess would be.
Month. Yeah.
Per kid.
Nothing compared to Johnny Depp though. Keep going.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but I think now he has another argument here, and that's his health. His health is keeping him back. He claims now he's blacklisted, and he's not going to be able to work like he used to be able to work because he was diagnosed with HIV in 2015, and that may be impacting him as well because his health would be a major consideration. But can I say something?
Sure.
On the upside, you know how he's always winning, right?
Right.
Well, once Roseanne Barr's show got canceled, he's like, oh, let's reboot Two and a Half Men. So he is trying really hard to get a reboot of Two and a Half Men. And if he does that, he'll be fine.
You know, one of the things about him and his problem is it's not just the HIV, but the reason he's really blacklisted is when he got out of Two and a Half Men, he burned a lot of bridges.
Chuck Lorre was not happy.
Yeah,
That's right. Chuck Lorre put him down. He's like major scammed, and he talked tigers. Remember that?
Yeah,
he was talking like he's a tiger, and
the whole winning thing that he was talking about was that he was continuing to be successful, even though he really, as he put it, stuck it to the producers and whatever. And you know,
and then he went into rehab.
You burn those kind of bridges, and they're all friends. They're not going to want to do another show. And I think other producers would look at that and say, I'd be leery hopping into a partnership with this guy because we thought he and Lori were tight, and look what he did to him.
Yeah, but you know what? Things change, and Lori may be looking at the bottom line.
Here's the answer. If it can make Lori money,
thank you.
He's going to do it.
I totally agree with that scenario. Yeah. So we'll have to keep up on this. I'll try to stay with this case and find out, you know, what we're doing and what he's doing. And there's a big possibility that his former wives will agree to a reduction just to give him a little break as well. Because nobody really wants their dirty laundry out there in the public, and child support is in the public arena.
Or not only that, they don't want to crush him to where he can't make money anymore. They put him down to nothing. Then next thing you know, he's broke, and they're not going to be able to receive anything.
Right.
I mean, you've probably seen stuff like this happen before, Denise. Is it unusual to ask for child support reduction? Is that unusual?
No, that's not unusual at all. But I do have to say these children's ages are such that he is going to continue to pay for them until they are 18 and graduated from high school, or 19 and still a full-time high school student. So that's the law in California, or unless they get emancipated or something else happens.
And a lot of other laws are probably similar in other states. I mean, that's why you talk to your lawyer. Don't forget, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Don't forget this. We're talking about general topics of the law. And go seek an attorney if you have any questions. Thanks, Denise, for that great insight. I'm Fred Penny, your host. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live.
Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.